Life's a ball, let it fall right in your lap.
Hello and welcome to New York Standard. I'm your host, Andre Archambault. New York Standard, a show dedicated to the best music from the era that made New York Standard. This is the music from the great jazz ages of swing and bop to cabaret and Broadway. Coltrane, Ella, Ellington, Basie, and of course Nat Cole and Johnny Hartman, as we hear from each of them every single week. This week's show is the 123rd episode of New York Standard, and I thank you for dialing me up, however it is you found me. I've decided to do something a little different for the month of August, but you'll note that I'm recording this on 7/31, so it's still July. So I'll do some new things in the next four weekends for you. I want to do a show with some of my own personal favorite music that I've ever heard, which wouldn't necessarily be jazz or standards, and a show dedicated to soul and blues and some different things. You gotta shake it up sometimes. And then in September, I'll return to the regularly scheduled programming. But until then, what better way to kick off a traditional New York Standard than with a Benny Goodman number? Here's 1 o'clock jump on, you guessed it, New York Standard.
Thank you.
From one standard to another, we went from Benny Goodman, 1 o'clock jump, to Count Basie, live at Birdland, A Little Tempo, Please. I love that record. I've come to really enjoy that Basie at Birdland album. Like I said a few weeks ago when I played another number from it, it's a very... it's sort of a closet classic, and a lot of people really love it, but it didn't resurface on CD until the late... I think it got reprinted in the mid... I want to say the mid-aughts, somewhere in there, and... it's a brilliant CD, album, record, download, whatever the... However the heck it is that you get your music, that's what it is. Anyway, A Little Tempo, Please. Well, when I think of A Little Tempo, I think of this record, man. I tell you, I've played this a fair amount this summer. And chances are when I come back in September with a full-on sort of more traditional New York Standard show... it's probably going to be a little too autumnal, hopefully, sort of. I love all the sunshine and the warm weather, but it's been bloody hot here in New York. But when I think of A Little Tempo, I think of Quincy Jones, and I think of this Bossa Nova record. This is On the Street Where You Live. Listen to this song. It is just fun. No two ways about it. Quincy Jones on New York Standard.
She took my hand politely and wound her arms around me tightly. But I remember nothing clearly except the flame when she came near me. Her eyes had the glow of surrender, and her touch, it was tender. And with someone as fiery as that, you forget about your hat. So if you go to Haiti, there is a girl I know in Haiti. If you can find her, you'll adore her. Just look around till you've found someone who has a blue-gray fedora. Fiery as that, you forget about your hat. So if you go to Haiti, there is a girl I know in Haiti. If you can find her, you'll adore her. Just look around till you found someone who has a blue-gray fedora.
Billy Eckstine, I Left My Hat in Haiti. It kind of had the same sort of vibe, at least real punchy swing number there as On the Street Where You Live from that big band Bossa Nova record, Quincy Jones, before that, On the Street Where You Live. Well, I figured we'll go in the Wayback Machine a little bit. I really love to bring some of that old school swing from the 20s and the 30s. So, Bix Beiderbecke coming up. Clarinet Marmalade. This is from Bix Beiderbecke's Volume 1 from those Columbia compilations. I don't know if they ever assembled all of those volumes. I assume that they did, especially in this day and age of people really not buying. The only reason anyone would buy CDs anymore, I'm guessing, is if you really insist on it, you can get it, I suppose. And then box sets. There is a value in box sets. They're not pressing box sets on vinyl for the most part. There are a few exceptions to different groups that it makes sense to have that. But anyway, this is Bix Beiderbecke, Clarinet Marmalade, a New York Standard. Thank you. Jubilee Stomp, that's from Duke Ellington and the OK Ellington, I think that's volume one, but it's actually a two-disc set, I want to say about 50 numbers. Again, don't forget that LPs didn't come out until the late 40s, so anything that was produced prior to that, everything was a single, and in fact, the 45 didn't come out until the around the same time. So everything was a 78, a 10-inch record, right? So everything came out as a 78 prior to that. And so when you hear me refer to the OK Ellington or even that Big Spiderbeck that preceded it, Clarinet Marmalade, those things were compiled. They probably started compiling a lot of those in the late 50s, early 60s for real collectors, people who really wanted. And then in the 80s, in the 90s, certainly when the CD boom happened, it allowed for them to easily go back, remaster, quote-unquote, and initial remasters were literally just direct transfers, and they were not sonically reproduced or retouched in any way. And then eventually they wised up and said, hey, you know, if we're going to do this, let's do it the right way. And like, for example, that set that I play, the Hot Fives and Sevens, Louis Armstrong's Hot Fives and Sevens, that's a complete remaster. It's actually, there are two collections. I talk about this frequently. Two collections of that. There's a British label that put it out. I want to call it RSK Records, not RSO Records, not the 70s disco record label. I want to call it RSK. And then the other was Columbia, and because Columbia for years had all of Louis Armstrong's material. And I have not heard the reissue of the Hot Fives and Sevens. I imagine it surpasses that British reissue. But the one that I heard and that I own from the late 90s that was reissued and remastered in the late 90s is spectacular. So I can only imagine that anything since then might be even a skosh better. But anyway, it's kind of something that all of those are strictly compilations. They did not exist as albums, per se. That didn't exist until the late 40s. I want to say 48 or 49 is when the long-playing record came out. Anyway, we are moving on. We're getting out of the 20s and into... actually, this first number is from the late. This would have come out in the late 40s or early 50s. A couple of months ago, I played a little bit of Big Joe Turner. I wanted to play four or five numbers of him, so I just let it rip. And ever since then, I've been sort of playing a lot of Big Joe Turner ever since. This is, and it's a precursor to the song thereafter, "Boogie Woogie Country Girl," Big Joe Turner on New York Standard.
Shoe, dungaree, red jacket, short. If you please, mom, boogie woogie, boogie woogie, boogie woogie, country girl. Well, I mean, what I mean, mom, boogie woogie, country girl. Now you dig that music with a beat rocking, rolling. Is a meet my boogie woogie, boogie woogie, boogie woogie, country girl. Well, I mean, what I mean, mom, boogie woogie, country girl. On Saturday night she comes to town to play the jukebox and let the hair on down. My boogie woogie, boogie woogie, boogie woogie country girl. What I mean, what I mean, my boogie woogie country girl. And I roll! Cherry, she can milk a cow. Don't like squares, God daddy taught her how. Boogie woogie, boogie woogie, boogie woogie country girl. What I mean, what I mean, my boogie woogie country girl. She's up every morning about half past five to let the gold fishes, cause it keeps you alive. Boogie woogie, boogie woogie, boogie woogie country girl. Well, I mean, what I mean, my boogie woogie country. Hang around, dig my baby, cause she really goes to town. My boogie woogie, boogie woogie, boogie woogie country girl. Well, you dig what I mean, my boogie woogie country girl. Yeah, swing it, man, like a good rocking man. Yeah, my knees start to knocking, and I love to start to rocking. Yeah, my boogie, boogie woogie country girl.
Betty's gonna be a man someday. scrambled eggs for breakfast, bread and jelly 20 times a day. Roly-poly eats a hearty dinner. It takes lots of strength to run and play.
Yes, yes.
Pulls up weeds and does the chores, and he runs both ways to all the stores. He works up an appetite that way. Oh, roly-poly, daddy's a little fatty. Bet he's gonna be a man someday.
That is Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys from the anthology that came out. I bought that probably in about 1995. I had a little thing for that. Most folks who listen to this show with any sort of regularity and other friends of mine, close friends, would know that I was raised in Texas. I wasn't born there. I was born in New Jersey, but I was raised in Texas. And it's the only reason I have any sort of affection for country music. If I had never set foot in the South, certainly the amount of time that I did spend there. And Texas is a little different. It is not, I don't necessarily put it in the category of a Southern state. It's sort of, it literally, geographically it is. There are two things about Texas. Geographically, it's gigantic, obviously. So even within the state, different cities function differently from one another. Houston and Dallas are pretty similar in a lot of ways, different in other nuanced ways. Austin and San Antonio, sort of, you know, Austin has changed a good amount over the last 25 years. I lived there a little over 20 years ago, 23, 24 years ago. And it's changed a good bit. It's very, very suburban now, where it really, really was not so sprawling as it is now. And San Antonio's got some of that, but it still kind of maintains its small-town charm in a strange way. Places like Waco and some of the other smaller communities along in I-35. And then don't forget, it's a haul to get from a place like Austin over to El Paso or... oh, gosh, I'm trying to think of the other city. I mean, that's really kind of it. But as a result of its vastness, it kind of functions differently from one side of the state to the other. Now, generally speaking, I think politically there's probably a fair amount of similarities from side to side there, north and south as well. But obviously with some exception. But the music there is different, and it's a little bit different. It's a little different anyway. And so as a result of having been raised there, I have a little bit of an affection for real, what I call real country music. Guys like Steve Earle spring to mind, although to some he's more of singer songwriter, but to me, when that guy opens his mouth, he sounds like a country singer. His I guess they're now exes. His wife, Allison Moore, I'm a fan of. She's Alabama bred. Kelly Willis and Bruce Robeson, who I've both spoken very, very highly of on this show in the past. I love their music. I think Bruce is one of the most underrated songwriters out there, even though his stuff gets played and re-recorded by others. I still think he's very, very, very underrated, beautiful songwriter. Anyway, I don't know quite why I've gone into this, but that was Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys, and before that we heard Big Joe Turner with Boogie Woogie Country Girl. Well, we're going to go back into the bop era. 52nd Street Theme with Bud Powell on the PNE on New York Standard. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
man, could you imagine hearing that live? That's Charlie Parker. And his, I believe it would have been a sextet doing I Got Rhythm. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. 12 minutes of ecstasy, in my opinion. And before that, we heard Bud Powell, 52nd Street Theme. Well, keeping it in the sort of bop era, and late bop, and more, I don't know, more West Coast thing, more than anything. This is Paul Chambers and the Paul Chambers Quintet, Four Strings, on New York Standard.
Thank you.
I love those two records back to back. I discovered them right around the same time. Grant Green, Come Sunrise there, and before that, Four Strings by the Paul Chambers Quintet. And some great guys in there, Tommy Flanagan. We got Donald Byrd, a couple other, Elvin Jones on the drums. Brilliant, brilliant album. Unfortunately, it's the only solo record he ever made, Chambers. I discovered both of those guys, for me, at the same time, right around 1995 or so. We used to use that as fill music when I was working in public radio. I worked for the Christian Science Monitor. And we would have to produce, if you listen to really any radio, bed music or music that would get you in and out of segments, that sort of a thing. And we would frequently play from Grant Green and Paul Chambers. So there you have it. That's how I found those two. Well, we are moving on. You know, one of the, we heard from Ellington earlier. Ellington is always somebody we can hear from twice in a show. This is a unique recording. It is Ellington with Johnny Hodges on saxophone, as Homer Simpson might say. Anyway, this is Ruined. Some folks say ruined. You ruined it. That's what they mean here. Duke Ellington, Johnny Hodges on New York Standard.
On down the avenue, but not a single thing to do. She went peck, peck, pecking all around. When she spied it on the ground, she took it, my little yellow basket. And if she doesn't bring it back, I think that I will die. I lost my yellow basket, and if that girlie don't return it, don't know what I'll do. Oh dear, I wonder where my basket can be. Oh gee, I wish that little girl I could see. I lost my yellow basket. Won't someone help me find my basket and make me happy again, again?
Was it green?
No, 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 no.
Was it red?
No, 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 no.
Was it blue?
No, 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 no. Just a little yellow basket. A little yellow basket.
From one standard to another. We heard Ella there, A Tisk at a Task at the original 1938 recording. And before that, we heard Ellington and Johnny Hodges together with the song Ruined. Well, I hope you're digging this sort of last gasp for summer. Now that I think about it, I don't know. I reserve the right to change my mind on what I said earlier to open the show. I think I am going to do a show or two that are a little bit different, but I don't like to veer too far off the reservation with this show. It's called New York Standard for a reason. But part of this is informed by the fact that I went to see U2 last night here at the Garden in New York, and that band, to a great extent, informed my personal era of musical exploration, if you will. Now, I was raised in a family that I have an older brother and older sister, and they informed a little bit of my musical taste when I was a little kid. You know, my sister dug Springsteen. My brother didn't really start to form his musical taste until a little bit later, until he was maybe, you know, 11 or 12, and that means I would have been 8 or 9, maybe 10, so 14. You know, and so, you know, early on it was all Billy Joel, Meat Loaf, that sort of thing, and then it morphed over into, you know, what you would call modern rock, you know, in the early 80s, college rock. So it was U2, it was R.E.M., it was Husker Du. Still a fan of a lot of that stuff, and I go back to it. And so I wanted to, thinking about doing a show that's just about sort of like my roots and how I came to music. Might only be an hour long, but might be fun to explore some different stuff, and more importantly, share some different stuff. So maybe that's a show, and then maybe do that soul and blues show. I was talking to a young girl I met at my brother's going away party, a friend of a friend of theirs, and they this young girl, we were talking about, you know, the fact that she's a real big soul fan. She's a singer herself. And so I thought about sort of just mixing it up. Maybe I'll do two shows in the month of August. We'll see. We'll see. Remains to be seen. Anyway, we are moving on from Ella to Fletcher Henderson. Everybody loves my baby. From the Fletcher Henderson story on New York Standard. Thank you.
Oh, now you're coming to it. Oh, that's a boy.
Get your coat and your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to sunshine street. Can't you hear the pitty-pat of the happy little tune in your step? Life can be so sweet on sunshine street. I used to walk in the shade with my blues on red. I'm not afraid because my worries are over and the road's crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold is at my feet on sunshine side of the street. As Rockefeller with gold dust at my feet on sunny, sunny side of the street. On sunny, sunny side of the street.
Tell us all about it, Nat. Nat Cole on the Sunny Side of the Street. That is the King Cole Trio. And before that, you know, it's funny. I was thinking about it. Wouldn't it be funny if somebody did On the Sunny Side of the Street Where You Live? I'm waiting for the laughter, I suppose. Anyway, and before Nat Cole and the King Cole Trio, we heard Everybody Loves My Baby, little Fletcher Henderson there. Well, we're nearing the end, not quite there, but nearing the end, and I want to play a little Helen Merrill, one of my favorite singers. It's funny, I think I own three or four records of hers. They're all great. I love the stuff she did in the 50s. I don't particularly care for the longer form stuff, how enjoyable her music is of that era. Anyway, here is Helen Merrill, Bye Bye Blackbird, on New York Standard.
Bye, bye, blackbird. blackbird, where somebody waits for me. Sugar sweet, so is he. Ba ha 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 ha. No one here can love or understand.
Hungry for dinner at 8. She likes the theater and never comes late. She never bothers with people she'd hate. That's why the lady is a tramp. Doesn't like crap games with barons or earls. Won't go to Harlem in ermine and pearls. Won't dish the dirt with the rest of the girls. That's why the lady is a tramp. She likes the free fresh wind in her hair, life without care. She's broke and it's oak, hates California. It's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp. Gets too hungry to wait for dinner at 8. She loves the theater but never comes late. She'd never bother with people she'd hate. That's why the lady is a tramp. She'll have no crap games with sharpies and frauds, and she won't go to Harlem in Lincoln's or Ford's. And she won't dish the dirt with the rest of the broads. That's why the lady is a tramp. She loves the free, fresh wind in her hair, life without care. She's broke, but it's okay. Hates California. It's so cold and so damp. That's why the lady. Tramp.
Frank Sinatra right there from A Swingin' Affair, The Lady is a Tramp. And before that, Bye Bye Blackbird, Helen Merrill. Two really great numbers right there. And that is going to bring us to the end of this week's show. Kind of nice and short and sweet. Not too long. Not too short either. But anyway, I'm toying around with this idea of playing around with the month of August. And, you know, part of it is just to keep myself fresh. I've been doing a lot of shows pretty religiously for the last, basically since the middle of January. I know I took a 2-week window off after the holiday, maybe even a little longer than that, maybe even a full month, because that Christmas show is just gigantic and it takes a lot of planning and time. And, you know, I don't do this for a living. This is something I do on the side. And in fact, I have friends of mine who come up to me and say, "I can't believe you find the time to do this." I make the time to do it because I enjoy it very, very much. So, worth noting, if you know anyone looking to hire the likes of a person like me, I'm the guy. Look no further. Food for thought. Getting it into your brain. Anyway, we are going to close with a song, as I like to do. You'll notice that we have not yet heard from Mr. Hartman. And so, when we have not yet heard from Mr. Hartman, that means that we are about to. This is from a live... These are... it was from the... a concert that they did to promote the release of the album Unforgettable in about 1966, I believe this record came out. And they did a session at the old ABC recording studios here in New York, and they put an audience in there, and it's a lot of fun. There are five or six numbers in there. I love the Girl Talk song because it's so antiquated in the way we perceive women, and it was almost antiquated even in 1966. Mildly offensive, but still kind of funny and very anachronistic today. Anyway, here is Johnny Hartman, That Old Black Magic. My name is Andre Archambault. This has been New York Standard.
That old black magic has me in its spell. Old black magic that you weave so well. I see fingers up and down my spine. Same old witchcraft, your eyes meet mine. The same old tingle that I feel inside when that elevator starts its rise. Down and down I go, well, around and round I go. I'm like a leaf caught in the tide. I should stay away, what can I do? Hear your name, and I'm a flame, burning desire that only your kiss can put out the fire. You are the lover I have waited for. Mate that fate at me, created for her. Every time your lips meet mine, baby, down, down I go, round and round I go. I'm in a spin, I'm loving the spin that I'm in. I'm under that old black magic called love. Matilda, 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 taste your money and run, get it real. Come on louder, Matilda, Matilda. Matilda, taste your money and run, Venezuela. Another time now, Matilda, 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 taste your money and run, Venezuela. Ah, stay away, what can I do? Hear your name, and I'm a flame, burning desire, and only a kiss can put out the fire. You are the lover I have waited for. Make that fate at me, created for her. Every time your lips meet mine, baby, down and down I go, round and round I go. I'm in a spin, I'm loving the spin that I'm in. I'm under that old black magic called love. Ah, it's a different kind of old black magic. There's Gay Coomin, Hakazina, Shane de Gold, Ziggy, Vainy Greena, Kakalak, Vishena, Pomeran, Son, Asa, Lakvay, Vain, Zig, Soon, Tan, Son, Kakalak, Vishena, Pomeran, Son, tis a lovely thing, zigzag and hum. We're laughing at Sammy Davis, don't even know that song yet. Under that old.